I am Optimus Prime.
I don't know.
Okay.
No, it's terrible.
10 stars for
it
you.
It would probably be a good base to then add some special effects to.
Yeah.
I am Optimus Prime.
That's great.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
All right. This week is Transformers: The Last Night. I don't know why people hate on Transformers so much. Yes, it may be the same exact thing, movie after movie after movie.
You're the only person I know that likes Transformers.
I get into it, and some good effects, good visual elements. I love it.
I've said this before. It's like a pirates movie, right? Everyone goes and sees it, sure. I mean, it's like the cool thing to do, maybe. It's a big blockbuster movie, but who the freak sees it twice? I don't think I've seen any of the other Transformers twice. That's a lie. I totally have.
Maybe the first one?
I've seen the first and second multiple times.
They were good.
But I was actually a fan of Shia LaBeouf, which I guess I'm the only person that was.
And probably at the moment, there are very few that are still fans of him.
Yeah.
I'm not really still a fan of him. He's kind of weird.
Yeah, he is kind of weird. But he's an amazing actor, okay? When he conjures his little tears that he does, you can't lie, you feel his emotion. There's this preview with him and, I think it was Last Man Down or something like that, with Gary Oldman.
I never saw that.
Where he was in the military, mm-hmm. And I just saw the preview and I was like getting choked up.
Yeah.
He's dang good.
Why hasn't he been in anything lately?
Because everyone hates him. I don't think
he's doing this weird "he will not divide us" crap.
Yeah, he's...
It's not weird. I guess he feels it's important, but...
Well...
Come on, just get back to making movies. You're better at that.
Yeah. You know, I think the reason I did like him was because of Even Stevens. I was a big Even Stevens fan. Lewis, that was his name. Super funny. I like it. Okay, sorry. Well, that's irrelevant.
I really liked, what was the movie where his dad dies and he goes, his neighbor is like a serial killer.
Oh, right. Disturbia.
Disturbia.
Yeah, that was good. That was another one where I was like, he's a great actor. Look at that.
Totally.
I've seen that one multiple times. Carrie Ann Moss, are you kidding? Go Trinity. If you don't know this yet, I'm a huge Matrix fan, so. Her and Cypher are both in Memento. Booyah.
Are they?
Yeah. If you don't know who Cypher is, then better go watch the original Matrix.
Better do it.
All right, but this week, yes, we saw Transformers number 5, The Last Night. There are definitely some questions I have about it.
Let's jump into it.
You shall not pass!
Excuse me, bitch, you don't need to shout.
I volunteer as tribute.
You do not talk about Fight Club.
Why so serious?
I could do this all day.
Give us a premise, Aaron. Do it. Let's see you do it. This is your week. This is your moment.
All right. So, thanks for your patience.
Better not
guys.
Let it go. Yo.
You only get
vomit
one
on
shot.
Your sweater already.
Mom's spaghetti. Okay. Irrelevant and terrible. Not really.
That's how you're going to start it? Or that's what you're describing yourself as?
No, that song.
You didn't like that song?
I love that song. Which is terrible.
Okay, go on.
All right.
Focus.
All right, guys. Humanity has lost trust in the Transformers in this one. No longer do they see a difference between those that are helping humankind, those that are harming humankind. And in The Last Night, the fate of the Earth rests on the shoulders of both humans and Transformers alike to save the Earth from Cybertron. Will they do it?
That's pretty good.
And if they do it,
okay,
or if they don't...
Okay, he's still going.
What the hell is Unicron? We'll find out.
Yeah. Booyah, baby. Okay, you did it.
Thanks, guys.
I don't think there was... I mean, there might have been some minor... Like a minor spoiler. I might have told you to do that on purpose, but you'll never know.
Yeah. You'll find out. It may be a mystery to you now, but you'll find out.
Yeah. And I like how you presented it. That was a good job.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
I hope everyone else appreciated it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me, too. Just like I appreciated this movie. I like it.
What qualities did you appreciate this movie for, Aaron? What made it worth going to?
Michael Bay did it again.
No. That's the worst thing ever. Yes. Okay. Oops, he did it again. To quote Britney Spears.
No, it wasn't an oops. It was an intentional demonstration of his work. If you saw, like, a painter that had 10 paintings that looked very, very similar with slight variations in each one, that's called art. Like, people will still put all 10 of those on their wall, or they'll try to collect all 10. It becomes a collection.
Okay, I like your analogy here, but usually they're art because they created them to be art, right? They made these paintings to reflect something inside themselves, not for a paycheck.
What if Michael Bay is purely explosions inside of himself?
I'm sure he's exploding with money inside himself, sure.
That's very true.
I think that's pretty much the main motive behind these.
But, like, he's found something that he's good at. Yeah. He's found something that works well.
But that's the point. All 10 of these paintings that you're talking about are the exact same. So, spoiler alert, this one's just like any of the others. Has the exact same plot characteristics. Plot points. Characters.
So many more. Every cool character drone has shots in this one than any of the other ones.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, there are a lot of drones in this one, actually.
I recently got a drone for
that
work.
Look like TIE fighters. TIE fighters. Did you
so
think
it's like
that?
All I saw. They kind of did.
Did you not think that originally? As soon as they came out, I was like, why do they have TIE fighter drones?
Yeah.
I was like, I want a TIE fighter drone.
Yeah. Especially like the gold markings on the Mavic Pro. Yeah, I've heard that, and I do agree. But Michael Bay, he has a recipe. It makes good cookies every time. I enjoyed the cookies.
But I want something
different
each time.
Some people are getting sick of the cookies. I'm okay with it.
You're right.
It's because I'm a fatty and I just like to sit down and eat cookies.
Yeah. Eat one cookie the rest of your life. No snickerdoodle. No chocolate chip. Just one of those.
I like oatmeal raisin. I'm one of those guys.
Man, no wonder you like these movies. Oatmeal raisin, that's like the worst comment. It's really not, but
no.
I don't like raisins.
I hate chocolate chips and pumpkin
Why
cookies?
Waste a perfectly good grape?
I hate semi-sweet chocolates. Like, just
a raisin. Do you like long walks on the beach?
No.
Oh, I do. Who doesn't like?
I have flat feet. Come on, Matt. Don't be rude.
The sand? It feels so good.
All right. Michael Bay did it again. I enjoyed it.
You said that.
Matt did not. Matt thinks it was another mistake by Michael Bay.
I mean, it's going to make money. Although, it's had the lowest box office weekend of any of the Transformers.
That's true.
Because, yeah, it's getting
really
recycled.
So it's
really
not going to make as much money.
Yeah.
But
so maybe they'll change it. So maybe for the next, what did you say, 7 that are going to come out?
So Michael Bay said there's 14 that have been written.
Including the 5 that have already come out?
No, 14 more.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I think. I don't know.
Did Vin Diesel hear this? Is he going to create 14 more Fast and Furious? Is his son and Paul Walker's son eventually going to meet?
Probably.
And they're going to create little Fast and Furiouses.
But jokes aside, like, from a visual standpoint, did you have any qualms with the movie?
Visually?
Yeah, visually, from a production standpoint.
No, I mean, the sound's good. The sound effects are good. The shots are fine. But there's nothing, like, risky about them. I mean, you don't get points for taking a risk and then botching it. But, you know, they're just very standard things. He's not gonna take any risks, I don't feel like, with this movie. That's why they're so, like you said, cookie cutter. You know, he's made one mold, and he's just reusing it, and reusing it, and reusing it. Whether that's him or the writer or whatever, you know, we attribute everything to the director. I don't know. The production agency probably is like, nope, this is our script. We're going to pay you this truck load of money to do it. Ready, go. I don't know how much that he actually has in these movies, but...
Do you have different deodorant you wear every day? Or different bar of soap?
Hey, I'll try new soap and new deodorant every time I go to the store.
we're human. Okay, me too. But like we get into routines as human beings, and there's nothing wrong with that. It saves our brain processing power.
Fun fact or fun thing. It's so repetitive what you're saying. We are so repetitive. I dare everybody to go brush their teeth with the opposite hand.
I'm ambidextrous. That's easy.
Well, you can do it. It just feel how weird it is. You're like, oh my goodness, this is so foreign. It's a foreign feeling. Whereas with your other hand, you realize, wow, I really do brush my teeth the exact same way every time. Or
talk on the phone up to your opposite ear with your opposite hand. And it feels really weird too. We have these routines. But saying that, like, I'm okay with this routine.
Okay. What's your favorite part of this routine? I have to dissect this. What keeps you coming back to this routine?
It's probably the one thing that you mentioned was decent about the movie, which is the sound. But from a visual standpoint, you've got these big, badass metal machines that bleed, and who knows why they bleed.
I was going to ask that, dang it.
It's freaking stupid, I know. Like, bleeding coolant, and they're talking about arteries. Like, oh, yeah, you need to cauterize the artery. It's a freaking machine.
You cauterize it, you're going to block flow. Right. You're screwed.
It's true. Like, it's not like they have vein systems. Or maybe they do. Who knows?
Okay.
They come from a different world.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So, they bleed. So, apparently, they have mechanical organs inside them, like metal mechanical organs. And yet, when in this movie, like, this movie portrays, like, Mark Wahlberg, what's his first name? Jaeger.
Cade Jaeger.
And this new girl as, like, these experts on robot anatomy. How are they experts? Like,
Isabella is the new girl.
Yeah, Isabella is the little 14-year-old, little J-Lo. Yeah. And it's like they portray them as like being experts on how to repair Autobots, where I'm like, this is an alien race. This isn't supposed to be like they're running on a V8 engine here.
Right. And you get that because in multiple of the movies, and especially in this one too, you see that they break apart and then their parts come back to them. That was part of the first movie. I'm pretty sure it was. Maybe I'm wrong.
See, I don't remember that in the first movie.
Yeah, like their parts were scattered everywhere, and they started coming back.
Not like magnetically. This was like this might be spoilers. I don't know.
I'm talking about the first movie.
Yep. Okay. Well, I'm not on the same page as you.
Maybe not. It's been a long time when I don't rewatch movies, so I could be wrong. But
I'm gonna get you to rewatch a movie.
Transformers, you probably will, and I may fall asleep, I warn you. But in this movie, like, they're coming together, and so if you've got parts that have, like, veins and flow of fluids to them,
how are they able to
do they just, like,
disconnect?
Join back up, and they're totally fine again?
I don't know.
I thought that was a good sound effect, by the way.
Oh, okay, we'll save it.
Okay.
Saved.
I'll try to throw a few more.
No, it reminded me, it was just as badly done as a similar, did Michael Bay do the Ninja Turtles? Because it feels exactly like Ninja Turtles, now that I
Which
think about it.
Ninja
the
fir- Turtles
the
are you
first
talking about?
Of the new Ninja Turtles. Does that make sense? With Megan Fox. Megan Fox, she's in this series too. There you go. It's gotta be Michael Bay. Anyway, yeah, because Shredder in that one has all these, you know, knives, sword things that he shoots out and then retracts them through magnetism. And
Jonathan Liebesman.
Okay.
Liebesman.
Well, they must be
Liebesman.
Like cohorts.
They probably are.
Okay.
Best buds, BFFs.
Okay, well. Didn't like that part. Because it's, I don't care if it's alien technology, they're still operating in our universe where physics is physics. And not part of the multiverse where in some other multiverse, another universe, they have different laws of physics. That makes me go on. Okay, sorry. Speaking of technology now, I don't think this is qualified as spoiler because it's not about plot. But some of the tech that they have, I never understand. They always get new tech in the movies. In every movie, it's like they introduce a new cool weapon that they have. In this one, they introduce like a time slow bubble that they're able to shoot at people. And I'm like, where the freak did that come from? You're able to slow down time in this bubble. It's just like
in the bubble.
Shoot it. This bubble, you know, forms around you and you're sitting there slowly falling or about to die for, you know, 10 seconds or something like that. But I'm like, that's some high-tech technology. Where the freak did that come from?
So there's a new robot, Cogsman, and he's basically a butler to this guy that is one of the last keepers of something. You'll find out in the spoilers.
Played by Jim Carter, and fun fact, not only is he a butler in this movie, he's a butler in Downton Abbey.
And he's in everything right now. He did solid in Westworld, great job, and everyone's like, oh, we need this old guy. He's going to be the best old guy for everything.
Are you thinking of Anthony Hopkins?
Oh, yeah, yes. Who did you say?
I said Jim Carter.
The guy that played Cogsman.
The guy that played Cogsman, yeah.
His voice. Okay, different people. But the guy that Cogsman is a butler for
is Anthony Hopkins.
He's in everything.
Yes, he is. He's like, okay, so Gary Oldman, I feel like, took off after Batman, I guess, and started being in everything. Bryan Cranston took off after Breaking Bad, being in everything. I think Anthony Hopkins, I mean, everyone knows who he is anyway, but he started to be in more and more after being in Westworld. I think that would be the pinpoint.
I think Gal Gadot. We still don't know how to correctly pronounce
her. Don't go back and research later.
I think she's going to be we kind of did, but it's still unclear to me because I've heard it in many different places, different ways.
Yep, okay.
So, I think she's going to be one of the next that blows up and becomes...
in everything?
Lead actress for a ton.
I think she'll be more. I don't think she'll be a Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman died, though. Not died, but like...
I was like, don't you dare break this news to me. Oh my goodness.
No, like she's just not in much anymore.
No, she's not. I think she's chasing an Oscar is what she's trying to do.
Yeah. It's
what I get the feel of. Yeah.
Monumental pieces.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So, but you've got this new robot, Cogsman, and he's got some sass, he's got some temper, he's got some issues. And with this time slow bubble, he's like, oh, Einstein would have a heyday with this. And so it's a little reference, like, okay, maybe humankind has found out how to warp time-space continuum.
But it wasn't humankind that had that weapon. It was the Decepticons, wasn't it? No, it wasn't.
Was it TRF?
No, it was like Ironhide. No, it was one of the robots had it.
Sure.
You know what? I was so confused in this movie. I'm confused about the whole series. I went back and tried to read the plot of every single movie and try and follow because I'm so lost because every time, like you said, it follows a formula. There's like this main good guy that you start out with, you know, Mark Wahlberg, and then he's teaming up with
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, rogue robot aliens that are actually good, but everyone else thinks they're bad, and there's always some sort of government agency following these guys.
And it's different in every movie.
Every movie. In this one, there's the TRF, which is the Transformer Reaction Force. Last one, there was...
World Organization now.
Yeah.
So it's grown, and everyone's like, oh, we need to protect the world from the Transformers.
Exactly.
Just like that.
Right. Before there was the Cemetery Wind, which was... was that a play on the East Wind or something? I don't know. For that, there's the Army Rangers, Sector 7, NEST, which is Non-Biological Extraterrestrial Species Treaty. Too many recycled things. So I get so confused on what's going on, whose motives are what, who's flipping where. Maybe I'm just too thick-headed for it or something, or I don't know.
No,
because it's not a complicated plot, but there's so many explosions and all the Transformers look the same.
And if you're trying to put the movies together, they don't all work perfectly.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like
the main underlying storyline with evolution of Optimus Prime and Bumblebee and some of those core characters, they're still there, but the character changes outside of those core Transformers is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
It kind of drifts.
Let me just say another fun fact, speaking of characters. So Cogsman, who we just said was not only a butler in this movie, but a butler in Downton Abbey. I thought it was funny. They did the same thing with King Arthur. If anyone watches Once Upon a Time, he was King Arthur in Once Upon a Time. And I was like, as I was watching, I was like, wait, that guy's really familiar. And so I look it up. Sure enough, wouldn't they save money and time? They're like, hey, that guy plays King Arthur. We need a King Arthur.
People know him.
Hey, let's just use him. And that made me think, wait, Transformers and Once Upon a Time? Are they coming together?
They are.
Shared universe right there.
Rumpelstiltskin comes out next time.
Oh, man.
No, but that... So
the gold skin crocodile.
Yeah.
I like
He's going to become a Transformer.
I believe it.
He, Megatron owes him a favor.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah.
Dude, that guy plays a good villain, though. Not going to lie.
Yeah.
Did you see him in 28 Weeks Later? He was creepy as a zombie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if we go on a little bit more about characters, Isabella is the new girl that's brought in.
Well, the little girl. There's two new girls. So, she's the little girl, the 14-year-old. Little J-Lo.
The young girl. And she's young. And she's not the best actress yet. She's got some work to do. Some cheesy scenes that are meant to be like really emotionally pulling.
It's not like they could get what's the Fanning? Not Dakota Fanning. The other girl. She was awesome in Super 8. Don't even remember. All the kids in Super 8 were great. Why can't they get kids like that?
Any of the kids in Stranger Fiction would have been great, too.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Don't get me started on that.
Would have been great. So, no, I'm not talking about Vivian. I'm talking about Isabella, the younger girl. And they start out, and this is in the preview, too. Like, she's running, and she's got this really low-cut shirt and stuff, and she's like a 14-year-old. And it just seems like they're trying to make her look like this bombshell running type thing. And just
at 14, yeah. It's like making Barbie dolls stick thin kind of thing. I see where you're going.
Right.
Propaganda.
Like just make her a normal kid. And maybe make her react like a normal kid. But then again, she's been through rough stuff. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
But not my favorite actress. I think Mark Wahlberg did a great job. I think he usually does a great job.
What? No. Look, I hate Mark Wahlberg in this. I love Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg is awesome in things like Four Brothers, The Departed, Italian Job, Rockstar. He can carry his own. He's great. But he is not this. I feel like he's trying to take over as the cookie-cutter part of Shia LaBeouf's character, which I think Shia LaBeouf did great at. But Mark Wahlberg, no. It's like him trying to be funny and it, you know, without Ted. If you've ever seen Ted or Ted 2. Haven't seen Ted 2 yet, but...
And that's the thing. I don't feel like he's trying too hard to be humorous. I feel like he's got a few one-liners that work, but for the most of it, he's just a dad that is kind of living on his own, and he's kind of crotchety because he's been living on his own. And
good word usage.
And he's like a protector and friend of the Transformers. Those have become his family, and
it was just a far reach for me to see an inventor with a six-pack.
Yeah, that's true.
I, you know, that he has that much time to eat the way he does. I mean, I understand his job is
to bring him beers
physically demanding, you know. But yeah. Oh, and what was okay? Spoilers. Remind me about spoilers. Okay.
I think we're about at the point where we can move into spoilers now.
Are we? I don't think I've ragged on this enough.
My overall rating, we can rag on it in spoilers. My overall rating for this is 3 out of 5 stars, which I don't know that I feel is right. I enjoyed watching it, and for me, I think it was worth the $4 ticket for 3D, because
You paid $4 for this movie?
To see it in 3D?
Yeah, well, that doesn't count, man. Not everyone's going to get that deal.
I know, but I feel like it was worth
it. Well, yeah, I would have paid $4. I didn't even see it in 3D. I paid more than $4. Jerk. Okay, well, fine. As usual, I don't know how to rate this. I'm going to give this a Matrix of Leadership. Because in every one of these movies, there's a stupid relic for some reason that's the most powerful thing ever. And then...
And only this can save the Transformers.
Yeah. But I think that one is the... Nope. I'm going to give this the Staff of Merlin.
So because that's fitting because it's in this movie.
Yeah. And... If you go see this movie, you'll understand why I give it the Staff of Merlin.
Because it's, spoiler, dumb and has very little point to anything.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Spoilers. We're in it.
Yep. So, we ruined it. Okay. Let's go on this spoiler rant. Okay, I already said something. Why are the humans experts on doctors? I mean... On alien tech.
Like doctors, yeah.
Okay, where were the dinosaurs in the ending battle?
Right.
Okay, so the dinosaurs are used at like halfway through the battle when the Decepticons are coming for Cade Yeager and the new girl who is also Peter Quill's mom from Guardians of the Galaxy, if everyone didn't know. Only she has hair this time. Why do they always use women like that are... On a scale of 1 to 10, like 15. I mean, I'm fine. I mean, I like it. But why is it always... I mean, it's a Victoria's Secret model last... Mm-hmm. With the last movie with Shia LaBeouf. You know, and then... I just don't get it. And then she had that scene where she was like... The quintessential... Librarian fantasy. And I was like, why are you dressed this way?
Buttoned up shirt and skirt. And
super tight pencil skirt.
Yep.
Glasses and all this stuff, and I'm just like, no, why?
Stop it.
Are you trying to pull me in for this? Stop I mean, it might work, but I don't like what you're doing.
Yeah.
Stop pulling my strings. Anyway.
How else are they going to get you to like this good movie, Matt?
Just focus on the sound effects at this point. Yeah. No, I want them to go darker. Cool. Let's take a turn here from spoilers. Kay. Let's talk about where this movie can go. Where this franchise for the next 14 freaking movies. I don't know if I believe that.
I'm going to
have
to
research.
I don't think it's going to be 14, but there's been 14
written. I heard something like that they're going to do a total of 8 or something.
I heard like 7 or 8, so.
Yeah.
But Michael Bay is no longer going to direct them. And from what I've heard, they're going to do a Bumblebee spinoff that's supposed to be more kid family friendly.
See, but I think they shouldn't go kid and family friendly. I think they should do what Marvel's done with... their Netflix series and go darker.
And then they're just jumping on that bandwagon.
I mean, it is a bandwagon, but as I get older, I want more mature themes and things.
But you're not everyone.
Yeah, but look at how Wolverine, how Logan did. And
no, totally. Deadpool, you know? Did great. Logan did great.
It's like, I think that's really where, sadly, the market's going. I mean, because everyone wants to see that.
Right.
Maybe they don't want to see...
I mean, the more we have HBO shows that really push the line with...
Well, and Netflix
show,
stars...
People are getting used to
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's kind of what I want to see. Because I feel like the darker shows kind of show more... They touch on more real themes. Does that make sense? They're not afraid to push that line, that limit that is uncomfortable mm-hmm. for people. And that's what they really go to.
But at the same time, I almost would enjoy seeing something that goes back to the more playful childhood Transformers feel.
That's what I loved about the first Guardians of the Galaxy, was it was very playful and fun.
Right.
And then they tried to keep that playful and funness in this last one, but while adding dark elements into it with his dad and the whole dad theme. It was like the reverse of Freud.
Yeah. And we discussed it in that podcast. So if you'd like to go back and listen to that one, we do have a podcast about Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Right. But yeah, I think So I think that they should have... I'm fine with the solo movie. I would actually... Bumblebee is probably the only one they can do it with. Okay, do a Bumblebee solo movie, but make sure you make it... Don't make it so epic. I don't want it to be epic.
Right.
I'm sick of epic proportions. Like, the world is going to end. The galaxy is over. The universe is going to explode
We're
or something.
We're going to destroy the Earth to save our planet.
Yeah, no. I'm done with that. Just make it something simple. Like, I want to save these people.
Right.
You know? And have it be just, that's the crux of the, or the climax of the story, or something like that. And then go into Unicron is actually the planet we live on, and it's a Transformer, and it's evil, or, and it's been awoken now by Cybertron. I don't know. I have no idea where they're going to go with this.
Big time spoiler, that's what happens.
Well, we're in spoilers, so.
Right. So you've got these six horns that start coming out in different locations in the Earth. And it's Unicron.
Well, and they say, I mean, the six horns were at Pangaea while Pangaea was going on. So you can imagine, like, the six horn thing coming up then. But so is he, like, in different sections now since his horns are scattered all over the place?
With Pangaea? That is kind of weird.
So I don't fully understand that. But, no, I didn't understand this either. It was like, okay, Cybertron was going to go and activate Unicron. But Unicron's their enemy, I thought. I thought Unicron was bad. And so, they want would that have killed Unicron, or would that have...
I think that's why they were trying to kill the Earth, or suck the energy out of the Earth.
Mm.
So they could save their planet.
So, kill Unicron in the process.
Which is why they needed the Staff of Merlin... And Vivian was the only one that could, like, wait. Activate the Staff of Merlin.
Tell me what the Staff of Merlin did again.
It did nothing.
Well, what was the point? It was so that... Okay, so...
Maybe starts it was out, what awoke the other knights?
It starts out... The movie starts out in the times of King Arthur, the myth, the legend. And it turns out Merlin was just a drunk who tried to be a magician, but wasn't. And, And he found the Transformers, and he's like, hey, help me out. You know, we need to win this battle. We're good people. And they said, fine, we'll give you this staff, but you have to keep it safe, because if you don't, it's like this key or something that can lead to the destruction of your planet and genocide of your people, basically. And so, which they were protecting these 13 knights. No, sorry, these 12 knights of Transformer Knights that betrayed the creators of Cybertron.
Quintessa,
the creator of Cybertron. Yes. Anyway.
The god of Cybertron.
The creators that were referenced in the last movie. So I'm slowly tying all this together, I guess. Anyway, so Merlin touches the staff, and his DNA gets infused into the staff, and thus... Anyone in his lineage, which I didn't know he had any children.
Has power to activate it.
Yeah, has power to activate it. To do what, though? What did he do? Because the 12 formed that giant dragon that went and won the war for him. But did he really command the dragon with that? It didn't look like it.
No, it didn't look like it to me either.
So what the freak do you do with the staff?
So it plays that scene of the dragon going through.
I guess all that they were trying to do was hide the staff from Quintessa, because the staff could either destroy or awaken Unicron, our planet.
But there was no, like, proof that even happened. Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah. So, like, Quintessa eventually gets it because she convinces Optimus Prime that it's his mission to go back, and he becomes he becomes
something
Optimus
else Prime. Nemesis Prime.
Was it Nemesis Prime, or was
mm-hmm.
it?
Nemesis Prime.
So, he becomes Nemesis Prime. He's a Nemesis, and he goes down and he starts, like, fighting all the good Transformers that he was once the leader of, and they're like, whoa, this isn't Optimus Prime.
What's wrong?
And
Optimus
then, like,
is fighting against us.
Bumblebee randomly finds his voice. Where did he find his voice?
Yeah, how did that happen? He just muscled it through or something? Yeah,
but
didn't make
you
sense.
You saw him rip the voice box out
Yeah.
When they put the...
Well, that's what I mean. This doesn't make any sense at all.
That's such a huge hole in the movie. Like, this is a pretty big thing.
Well, not only that...
Getting his voice is huge.
Yeah.
And there's no explanation of where he found it. Maybe that's part of the spinoff. Bumblebee finding his voice in the midst of this fight.
Well, you would hope so, but I surely doubt it.
Right. Me too.
But why? Yeah, why would they do... I don't know if that classifies a prequel, but a midquel. Yeah, no. Fun fact, again, Stanley Tucci plays Merlin, who he was also in The Last Transformers as the head of KSI, and he had all the robot bombs or whatever, and he was pretty funny. I like him. But I wonder if they just did that for fun, or if that's meant to be like he's also an heir of Merlin or something. Maybe we'll see him again.
And maybe he can take back power.
Oh, because I bet what happens is the staff, they actually do awaken Unicron.
They might.
I bet that's what actually happens.
So I'm actually really intrigued to see where this goes without Michael Bay.
Me too. Well, yeah, okay. I'm going to see it.
Right, me too. And Michael Bay has created a name, a style, a genre of movie almost, and it's just really interesting to think of the new generation of Transformers.
Right. One thing that bothered me was you have Cybertron come to Earth, and it's huge. It's the size of the moon, like literally the size of the moon. And then it parks on Earth. Okay, that's going to add a whole ton of mass to Earth. What's that going to do to our orbit around the sun? You know, what's that going to do to our magnetic poles?
They're just visiting, Matt.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they're paying the parking meter or what, and somehow that's validating their stay. But that's one of those things that I just can't look past. I mean, I obviously don't know. I don't know the calculations to do, you know, and figure it out. But I'm pretty sure...
Maybe it's Cybertron that's causing global warming. Just kidding. That's us.
Yeah, yeah. We're just... Yeah. Unicron's going to take it personally.
Yep.
Okay.
He's really just waking up, and the heat is him waking up.
Super fun.
Little night sweats. Before he wakes up.
Nice. But anyway, that was a part that I was like, nope, I don't like it. You're just going to park. And then it's like huge. It encompasses half the Earth and just drags like its limbs across continents.
And then as it starts pulling energy, but there's no evidence that they're pulling energy from Earth, it starts to pull back into itself.
Yeah.
So why is the Earth not...
I mean, like, how is everyone not destroyed when those limbs, I'm calling them limbs, I don't know what else to call them. They're parts of the planet that are literally tethered, and they're just floating. And they're being dragged on the surface of the Earth. And it's not causing global devastation, like an extinction type, extinction type event. You know, wouldn't that be just crazy?
You'd think it would, and you'd think there would be more, like you're saying, devastation throughout, but there's not.
Okay, here's the other thing I thought of. So, in 3 and 2, teleportation exists for these people. Why? What do they call them? Autobots and Decepticons, Transformers, whatever. Where's that technology now? Why aren't they still using that? They have the technology. Wouldn't they, you know, progress upon that? Wouldn't they start developing that? And for that matter, why didn't they keep developing the Transformer metal that they were harvesting in the last movie and create some new weapons and
they
crap?
They just, like, send that off to a dump and just forget about it or what?
Yeah. And again, the dinosaurs... Where were they in the final battle? I don't think I finished my thought on that.
You didn't.
Because, so, midway through, they come in and they just kill everybody. Like, they're totally awesome. Battle won. Hands down, simple, easy. why weren't they on the ship when they decided to go attack? Because those guys could have taken down the gun turret. Those guys could have done everything. And that dragon was useless.
I didn't like it. It brought Optimus back, right? Or Optimus came back with it?
Yeah, with it.
But...
with the knights.
Why didn't do it? So, like, it comes down, and it's very reminiscent of the opening scene, and how the dragon comes through, and it helps them fight, and they then gain power because the dragon is there with them, or whatever.
Yeah, but not really. It doesn't even do that good of a job. It's there for one swoop. And I'm like, that was it?
Like, falls down on its back.
It should have been an epic battle between the dragon and that other weird-looking Taurus thing. Yeah. Not Optimus Prime killing Taurus and then, well, splitting them into the five knights or whatever and then slicing their heads off in one swoop, which was cool. I liked it.
It was.
I was happy it wasn't a drawn-out battle of him versus five people, and I couldn't tell what, you know, the machines were doing rolling around, as is per usual, and lots of bleeding fights.
And if other... yeah, I'm not going to revisit that. I already talked about their limbs coming back.
Yeah.
I don't get it. But
stupid.
All right.
Okay, why is it that in all these, like, shoving something into the chest of another is the way to kill it? Okay, in the first one you had the Allspark, and the next one you had the Matrix of leadership, and it's like, isn't there a more sophisticated, like, connection method for these things? It just seems to be, I'm just going to slam this into you.
Into the heart.
Well, I mean, I guess that mentality works. I did fix a sprinkler this weekend that way. I couldn't get it to work. I just smacked it on the head and it worked. It was great.
That's awesome.
So maybe there's something to be said for that, I guess. Never mind. I take it back. Machines are fickle things.
They are. You just got
a little love tap.
Just got it. Beat the heart, get the blood pumping a little
bit. But let's get on the main point, and then I think we're pretty much done. In the final scene, they're trying to pull out the staff of Merlin, which is basically the key to this unlocking the planet's energy or whatever, destroying the planet. I still don't understand exactly what was going on, whether the planet was going to be destroyed or the energy was going to be gone or Unicron was going to wake up. Not sure what was happening.
Me neither.
Anyway, Vivian, at the very last, goes and grabs this because she's the only one that apparently can control it.
Right. It becomes almost like Sword in the Stone type.
Yeah. It's supposed to sound more... the way they've portrayed it, it sounds more like, hey, if you touch this, since you're a descendant of Merlin, you can control whatever this thing controls. Which is supposedly that ship, right?
But nothing changes.
Yeah. She literally grabs it, pulls it out, falls down, saved by one of these time bubbles. And
then
that's it.
Optimus Prime scoops him up and they drive away in Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
In his big semi.
Story over. What the F? What did it do?
Drive off into the sunset.
So that's where I hope that the staff comes back.
I don't know.
And that's where they wake Unicron up, because there's still the six horns.
They're riding off with Optimus Prime into the sunset. It's a beautiful drone shot. I loved it.
Man, I know what to get you for Christmas.
Yeah.
Although I don't have that kind of money.
Me neither.
All right. I have a little drone. It costs like $30.
I've got two of those, actually.
You should race them.
Yeah.
Drone racing. I'm totally about it. Mine does have a camera. I have no idea how to use it. The propeller broke.
It probably has way too much latency to really do anything with it.
Yep.
But I think that about wraps it up. I don't have much else to say. I liked Transformers. I thought it was a worthwhile movie if you're not paying full price for it.
And like I said, I think it's worth about as much as the Staff of Merlin was worth.
Which is about nothing.
Yeah.
And now you guys know. Staff of Merlin, useless. But it's not. But it is.
But it looks cool.
Has some purpose. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, what do we got next week, Matt?
Oh, next week I am excited. We're going to have Baby Driver. This looks like a star-loaded type movie, which I'm usually not a fan of because I feel like those are usually just trying to make money. Like, poor plot, let's just throw a bunch of name actors at it and see if we can't up our income. Sorry, I can't ever think on the spot. I'm not very witty, everyone. If you've listened to any of these, you probably realize that by now. But I'm genuine, man. I'm here. I'm just trying to be me.
Yeah, both of us.
I don't know about you. I can't get a read on you.
Yeah, right. I'm excited about it, too. And we may have a guest with us next week. So if you would like to hear the thoughts of a filmmaker himself, then feel free to tune in.
Yes. You can find us at our media outlets.
Yeah, we've got a website. We've got a Facebook page. We've Frame. Got more in the pipeline coming down. It's
frameofmind.reviews is our website. There's, as Aaron says every time, there's no .com, just .reviews.
Just .reviews.
Yes. So frameofmind.reviews. If you want to email us, frameofmind.reviews@gmail.com. Facebook page, Frame of Mind. I think it's just Frame of Mind.
Yeah, facebook.com/frameofmind.reviews.
There you go. And, yeah, go check out some of our posts. We have a couple blogs on there about TV shows you should watch. Yeah, hit us up. Let us know if there's a movie we can do. We did Sunshine last week, which was really fun. We got some feedback from that from some people. So.
And occasionally we don't want to go see the movies that are in theaters, so it's nice to have a backup. So if there is a movie that you would like me to either rewatch or watch for the first time, which is not a usual for me since I don't like to watch older movies.
I want to watch The Witch, by the way. If everyone wants us to watch The Witch, we can watch The Witch.
Go like us on Facebook if you want us to watch and review The Witch.
Yes. If you haven't seen it,
then I'll know.
It's good.
It takes a little bit of convincing to get me to want to watch an older movie, so...
It's not that old. It's last year. Facebook.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why did I not see it?
It was a lower-budget movie.
All right. Well, let's watch it.
Dang good. Okay. Well, that's it for us. I'm Matt.
I'm Aaron.
Look, I'm going to be totally honest with you. I forgot you're here.
It's over. Go home.
I was going to say something dumb, but not this time.
You can say it. I won't hold it against you. It's not like we're recording. All right.
Autobots, roll out.
Beautiful.